March 5th marks the 21st anniversary of the Pacific Coast population of this little shorebird being listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The ongoing conservation of this wonderful bird remains a group effort across many public and private organizations. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we celebrate the Western Snowy Plover. This is Bay Birds. In the late 1970s, a group of biologists from the Point Reyes Bird Observatory, now named Point Blue Conservation and Science, but also known as PRBO, conducted a statewide survey of the Western Snowy Plover for the California Department of Fish and Game, now called the Department of Fish and Wildlife. This team learned that Western Snowy Plovers had disappeared from a significant part of its coastal California breeding territory. Subsequent surveys showed that adult numbers were in decline as well. Hear the alarm bells? By the mid-1980s, serious discussions began regarding the need for listing the Pacific Coast population of Western Snowy Plover under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The Pacific Coast population of Western Snowy Plover is considered a distinct subspecies from other snowy plover populations. Although there have been Western Snowy Plovers on the Pacific Coast for thousands of years, today there are fewer than 2,400 birds in the Pacific Coast population. These little plovers are about the size of a sparrow. They have relatively long dark legs with a short neck and white belly and a pale tan back. They also have dark patches on the sides of their neck, reaching around onto the top of their chest. Western snowy plovers breed March through September, but like many shorebirds, they don't nest in trees. Instead, they nest on the ground using whatever they can find: kelp, driftwood, shells, rocks, and even human footprints. Their nests usually contain three tiny eggs, which are camouflaged to look like sand and are barely visible to even the most well-trained eye. Young snowy plovers are quite precocious. They leave the nest within 3 hours of hatching, walking, running, and foraging unassisted, but paying close attention if a parent signals the approach of a potential predator. While they seem quite self-sufficient, they do require periodic brooding for many days after hatching. However, it seems mom is not the one to do this. Western snowy plover frequently raise 2 broods a year, and sometimes 3 in places where the breeding season goes long. Females jump ship shortly after the chicks hatch and head off to breed with a new male. This leaves their previous partner to attend the chicks until they fully fledge. In 1988, Audubon got involved in the push to list the Western Snowy Plover. While the research was there, thanks to PRBO, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service acknowledged that Western Snowy Plover merited protection, the initial petition for listing was declined due to a lack of resources. Fortunately, the Fish and Wildlife Service eventually came around, and on March 5th, 1993, the service announced that the Pacific Coast population of Western Snowy Plover was officially a federally threatened species. It's now been 21 years, and while there have been some successes, like plovers have reoccupied some areas they had previously disappeared from and have stabilized in many places, the population is still far from its recovery goal. Fortunately, there are many strong conservation organizations working hard to protect and support Western Snowy Plover. There are many key things you can do to help Western Snowy Plover. Allowing these small birds to remain in their breeding area undisturbed throughout the breeding season is key. Nothing beats a great beach day, but please remember to share the space with Western Snowy Plovers by steering clear of any nesting areas. This includes keeping your dogs, bikes, kites, and vehicles far away. You can also take extra care to clean your space, being sure to take all trash and food waste with you and disposing of it properly. This helps to avoid attracting scavengers that may also be western snowy plover predators. If you'd like to learn more and get involved, there are many great resources on www.westernsnowyplover.org. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.